In today's Mishnah, we're in the second, third Mishnah from the fifth parak, Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah begins, Yain Nesech Shnafal L'Gabei Anavim. So again, we're dealing with this Yain Nesech, which we said is Asur Bahana, one's not allowed to drive any benefit from it. In this case, it was poured on top of Ofsamba, it fell on top of Al-Gabei Anavim grapes. Importantly here, these grapes are still attached to their cluster, and therefore the Mishnah says, in that situation, Yidichem can simply wash off the grapes and Hen Mutarot, and then the grapes would be permitted for one to drink. So you simply wash off any of that wine, and we don't assume anything was absorbed in these grapes because they were whole. However, if they were cracked, such that there were holes in it so that the wine could have seeped into those grapes, in that situation we say completely they are asurot. In other words, one's not allowed to drive any benefit from these grapes whatsoever. Mishnah then continues, nafal, if however this wine fell on a different product, not a grape product, but now we're dealing with a case of figs or dates. Al-gabei anteinim, al-gabei antemarim, Mishnah says, imishven noten tam, if there's enough of the wine fell onto these fruit, such that can impart a flavor, importantly at a positive flavor, that it can prove the taste, in that situation we say then that would be the amount required to say this asur to derive any benefit. Mishnah continues, Maisi bebaitos ben zonim shehvi grogorot. There was a case where baitos ben zonim brought grogorot, which are dried figs, in a ship. Avinishtabra, on that ship, a chavit, a barrel shel yain nesach, broke. Other people on that ship, and they were going brought with them this yain nesach. And it nafal, and it spilled, this wine spilled onto Al-Gabehim, onto the Grogarod. Misha says, V'sha'alu chachamim, and they asked the chachamim, and in that case, the chachamim hitirum, they actually permitted it. Why? That is because in this situation, the wine actually, the contribution of flavor is lifgam, diminishes the taste of these dried figs, and therefore, in situation of 10 tan lifgam, the flavor that's been imparted is negative, we say in that situation to be mutar. So that's why the Mishnah now continues, giving us the general rule, says Zehaklal. If we're dealing with a situation where it's noten tam, meaning it parts a positive flavor, it's lishvach, then we say, asul, then you will not derive any benefit from the mixture. However, if, however, the flavor that's being parted isn't positive, it diminishes the actual flavor of the product under question, in that situation we say it's mutar. What are some examples? That's kugon, for example, chometz. Here we're talking about vinegar, the fell shenafal al galbei grisin, the fell onto pound beans. And that's your chometz is noten tam lifgam, it diminishes the flavor of these pound beans, and therefore be mutar. Now, why did the Mishnah have to bring that specific case? That is because this case is one where it might actually make a difference. What do I mean? The Gemara explains is that if it fell onto grisim that are rotachim, meaning they're boiling, then we say that the tan tam lifgam, it imparts a negative taste from beginning to end. However, if it fell onto grisim that were cold and then it was heated up, then we have a situation that's called the beginning is it's mashpiach, it actually improves the flavor, and as it's boiled up, the contribution of flavor is lifgam. So what do we do in that situation? How do we deal with a case where the flavor is positive in the beginning but negative then, or vice versa? So in that situation, it's actually asuri misafek. We actually say that it's still considered asur to derive benefit because there's a suffix, there's not how to treat it. Is this like a case where it's diminishing from beginning to end, therefore it would be fine? Or is it like a case where it gives a nice flavor from beginning to end, and therefore it would be asur? So in that situation, we have a suffix if it's positive and at the end it's negative or vice versa, and therefore we say it's asur misafek. So we have this case, that's why Mishnah ends with this case of chometz, a full of grisin, that even if it was cold and then heated up after the vinegar fell onto these pound beans, it would still be considered asur. Let's now learn the third Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nochri shehaya ma'avir im Yisrael kadei yain. So we have a Nochri, a non-Jew, who's traveling within Israel, and Israel's carrying with him wine, but it's in sealed barrels. And it's mekom lakom, they're traveling together. And every so often, Israel might leave his baggage unattended. Importantly, here, these barrels of wine. Mishnah says, Imaya bechezka mishtamer. If the goy is under the assumption that these barrels were still being watched, in other words, he didn't know where Israel was going, and therefore he's concerned that Israel might return at any moment and would catch him if he dared touch these barrels or tried to access any wine, in that situation we say it's mutar, even if he disappeared for an extended period of time. Because again, there's this fear on this his travelling partner not to touch the Jew's property. However, im hodiyo shuhum maflig, if however the Jew told the non-Jew that he was going for a particular time, so he was going to the shops for a half an hour or something like that to disappear from where they were and leave the baggage behind, then we say, then it's only a problem if it's enough time, which is kedeshi shtom, the stom, the gov. According to the first opinion, there's enough time that he could perforate the seal in the side of the barrel, because the lid of the barrel is sealed down onto the barrel itself, access some liquid, then seal it, reseal it there, the gov, and have enough time for it to dry over. In other words, if that was the window this guy had, he'd think, ah, I can actually access some of this wine and get away with it, because when the Jew returns, he won't suspect me of taking anything because the seal will be dry as it was when he left it in my care. So that would be too much of a window, and if he left that much time, then we have to say the wines that was left behind, that would be considered asur, out of concern became a nesach. Rabbi Shimon Megamli says, no, that's not sufficient enough. That, why does he say that? He says, because when you reseal only a small region, it's still recognizable that that area was resealed. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Megamli, you actually have a longer period of time that you could leave these unattended. And that is kadesh yiftach v'yigof v'tigov, which is enough time that you could remove the entire lid and its seal, access liquid, close it up, and reseal the whole thing in its entirety, and then obviously have enough time to dry. In that situation, it would be that the goy could feel he can get away with taking some of the wine, and therefore it was that amount of time, kon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which is longer than the opinion of the Tanakhama, then the wines left behind would be considered asur. Those are the Mishnah today.